Halton Hills Today is profiling every candidate in the upcoming municipal election. Up next, candidates running for Ward 4, South Georgetown. With a quarter century under his belt, Ward 4 incumbent Bob Inglis is back in the municipal election race to keep his seat. He promises to tackle affordable housing and development issues while being a steward of the environment. All of this he hopes to achieve while preserving the town and country type feel, and keeping taxes affordable in the face of inflation. There are some things still left undone that I think will make a big difference in the town in the next 4 years, Inglis said when asked why he's running again. One of them is Vision Georgetown. Vision Georgetown aims to provide a large mix of different types of developments on lands between Trafalgar Road and 8th Line. Low-density homes will share spaces with mid- and high-density residences, commercial areas and natural heritage systems. Inglis said the town may be able to incorporate affordable housing, transit options and more within the large development area. Along with Vision Georgetown, he pointed to the Georgetown GO Station study area as a space that could yield more affordable housing. He sees the need for housing and development to cater to a spectrum of people ranging from young people to seniors. I've sat on the Affordable Housing Committee for maybe 2 years or so, he said. We can't bring the price of something down because we will it. We have some tools though, like built form and so on and density. Much like many of the development-focused candidates, Inglis plans on striking a balance between those who want growth in Halton Hills and those who would rather see it restricted. That's what you're going to get whenever you go into a neighborhood and change the complexion of it, he noted. As a fourth-generation resident of Halton Hills, he's confident that his deep roots in the community will help him continue to be a consensus builder. Amidst the growth, he said he would also like to preserve the environment in the same manner that the town has already protected Hungry Hollow. He added, "The trail system we have here is a good thing. And we'll keep expanding that." Inglis has a career background in computerized equipment and has worked as a technical advisor. He has served on a variety of committees during his tenure on council, including Credit Valley Conservation, Vision Georgetown and the Planning, Public Works and Transportation Committee.